Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, the intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. United Nations confirming it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement. Stefan Dujarric, a spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said in a statement that the Secretary General welcomes any effort to re-engage in the Paris Agreement by the United States. U.S. State Department says it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which would be at least 3 years. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, held its opening session today in Manila as part of the annual ministerial meetings. Alan Quintano is the Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary.
Today, we proudly say that ASEAN is enjoying the high noon of its existence as a regional grouping. We are now an ASEAN community that is resilient and dynamic, enjoying the respect and admiration of many other countries and other regional organizations around the world.
Conference will expand on Sunday when the ASEAN ministers hold separate meetings with their individual counterparts from dialogue nations, including the U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential elections with more than 99%, according to the country's Electoral Commission. Commission also said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's election. President Trump is rallying his base supporters even as the probe into possible collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia heats up. He held a campaign-style rally in the state of West Virginia this week. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Back among the faithful, Donald Trump sought to counter the notion that he's presiding over a floundering administration.
Americans of every kind are coming together with one simple goal: make America great again.
Trump lashed out at the ongoing Russia investigation, dismissing it as a total fabrication.
We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you.
Trump's rally was held as reports circulated that special counsel Robert Mueller has convened a grand jury to hear evidence in the Russia probe. The president still draws enthusiastic crowds, but continues to struggle in national polls. Trump is down to only 33% approval in the latest Quinnipiac University survey, a new low. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuela's new legislative superbody set to convene again today. Controversial Constituent Assembly, inaugurated Friday, is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Installation of the all-powerful Constitutional Assembly could intensify a political crisis that has brought 4 months of protest that left at least 120 people dead and hundreds jailed. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Get ready for an exciting 55 minutes of awesome African music. My special guest this week is Tosin Aribisala. He performed live original compositions from inside the VOA here in Washington, D.C. earlier this week and talks about his recent trip back home to Nigeria. And if you don't know the difference between Afrobeat and Afrobeats, now is your chance. Tosin breaks it all down for us, beat by beat. I've also got other amazing music from across the continent, starting with this one, Fadenyele, by Seydou Diabaté Di Kanazoe from Burkina Faso.
Ba mai ga chela do ne
that was Kanazoe Orchestra with Farengele, track 4 from its 2016 album, Miria. This is Heather, Music Time in Africa. And here is a new discovery for me, and I'm sure for many of you as well. Her name, Sarah Musaimoto. Ralelo, mama kenda no mulunji, umba benda makule sala. Chombo chombo kwano zenya vute kunyanya yechiro bengolode switchari kunkasiru no telede katonda chacherekera techiri bunda nama kuchomulungi nga nalinda wada nanganya sala nga ninda sawa adache tuseno jewandaganya mande muntu eyo baby baby embera yobude nechuka olutikone lunje womutima negwesiba amaguru negafamba nemanya tuso mwana wabalungi singa obuseera ngenda n'omulungi ango bankope namba njabudengeze mama genda n'omulungi ango bankope namba njabudengeze mama genda n'omulungi seya sekula tata enjulo mpatemana ingane zange n'emikwano bakoja basenga entanda yemukulumide Heather Maxwell, and that was Sarah Musaimoto with Nseyeya. Next up, Tosin Aribisala. This multi-talented Nigerian drummer performed in the studio here at VOA earlier this week. But first, this important message. VOA.
To our audience on VOA's FM in Accra, Ghana, we'll be off the air for 3 days of July 20th, 21st, and 22nd to do necessary technical repairs. We will resume our broadcast on July 23rd. However, you can still listen to VOA's radio programming on our short waves, 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also online at voanews.com. Your friends at VOA regret the temporary loss of our FM broadcast on those days.
Music Time in Africa. The best African music guaranteed. All right. So now to my interview with Tosin.
It's so great to see you back in the studio again, Tosin.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's been since 2013 in December when you were here last.
Yep, almost 4 years now.
Yeah, so I know you've been doing a lot. We all have, but you've been doing a lot musically in those 4 years. Mm-hmm. You re-released Life Begins.
Yeah.
You also recently came back from a really enriching trip, from what I hear, to Nigeria.
Nigeria,
your
homeland.
Mm-hmm. So I want us to talk about all that
and
more.
Yep.
But first, I would love it if you could just start out with a tune.
Okay. So this tune we're about to do is called A Africa. It's a new composition, and I would like you to join us on this one. You can sing along.
Okay.
Pretty easy song. Yeah. All right. Band, are we ready? Let's roll. On. Do. On. Do.
Africa. Botswana nko, Mauritania nko, Senegal nko, Kenya nko, Ethiopia nko, South Africa nko, Uganda nko, Lagos nko, Abuja City nko, everywhere nko, yo.
That was great. I love it. Thanks for letting me sing.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I hope I didn't screw that up too much.
No. It was cool.
Oh, that's infectious.
Thanks.
So did you do all the arrangements, the composing, everything?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Really
Thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah.
Would you like to introduce the rest of your guys?
Oh, yeah. Tosin on the drums. And
Sonny Omoru on the bassist.
Good.
Brian Falkowski on saxophone.
Nice. So this is your crew, but not your full crew.
Not the full crew. We don't have the keyboard player here. We don't have the singer and percussion player around.
Mm-hmm. Still.
But we make it happen.
Yeah. That's how we do it, right?
Yeah.
So tell me now about your recent trip to Nigeria, Tosin.
Yeah. Nigeria was very vibrant. Art, you know. And everything was very, very fast. Always on the move. Because I was only there for about 11 days. So
and you hadn't been there for years.
I haven't been there for years. And remember, the last time I came here and we had this interview, you asked me if I would be going back and doing some music back there. And I said, yes, it's going to happen. And then it happened. So I met with a lot of musicians, young guys I've never met before or worked with before. Yeah, and I did the Lagos International Jazz Festival. So I was able to work with some guys, send them music ahead of time, and we made some music happen. And I did new recordings there too. Yeah.
So you met some legendary musicians from here.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
I met Orlando Julius.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the great Afrobeat legend.
Did you work with him, or what did you do? Do you guys just have a cup of tea or a glass of beer or what?
I didn't work with him, but we hung out and talked, and you know, I heard a lot about his experiences back then.
Yeah.
Before he migrated to the U.S. and then moving back to Nigeria and working with a lot of musicians. Actually, the day that I met him, he was on his way to, was getting ready to go and perform in Europe. So,
the same day.
Yeah, so I caught him at a good time.
Wow.
Yeah.
For those of you listeners and viewers watching right now, if you don't know who Orlando Julius is, he's been performing for decades now.
Oh, yes.
And I just want us to listen to one of his newer songs on that new album that he did, I think, in 2015.
Yeah.
Actually, an older album, but it's remixed. So let's take a listen to it. What does Jayede mean? That's the name of that song.
Jayede means enjoying life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to you, though.
Yeah, I did some drum workshops while I was there at the Muzon Center, Music Society of Nigeria, almost like the Kennedy Center that we have here in D.C. I also did another workshop somewhere else, Society of Performing Arts of Nigeria. So I did that and was well attended. I met a lot of faces, young, up-and-coming drummers I've never met before. So they all came around.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You must have inspired them a lot.
I hope so.
How did that feel to have people looking up to you, younger drummers looking up to you in Nigeria?
Yeah, it felt great because when I was young, I was in that position too at some point, you know, looking up to some great drummers in Nigeria. Someone like Uncle Lalu Akins, one of the folks that I met. He's a legendary producer who's produced many great hits in Nigeria. That's like the Quincy Jones of Nigeria. Yeah.
One other thing I know you were doing is you were recording some new music.
Oh, yeah. One of my reasons for visiting Nigeria was because my father passed in March.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was like, okay, I'm going back. And he had always been a great supporter of my music career. And actually, I had an interview here some time ago, and I didn't tell him about it. But one day he called me. He said, "So I heard you on Voice of America." I said, "Really?" I said, "How did you know?" He said, "You know, I was about to go to bed. I wasn't doing anything, and something told me to turn on the radio, and I feel the spirit." He said, "So something told me to turn on the radio, and I turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard was, our special guest is from Nigeria." So he said when he heard Nigeria, that got his attention, and he said, "Okay." And then the person said, "Okay, our guest is Tosin Aribisala." And he was like, "Which Tosin Aribisala?" So he listened, and so he called my brother, like, "Hey, come and hear your brother here on the radio, Voice of America." So he listened to the whole thing. He was really happy about that. So when he passed, I wrote a song that I dedicated to him, which I believe he would love. So I did the song here when we had the memorial service. And then when I went to Nigeria, I gathered some musicians. I'd rather record this in Nigeria, you know. So it was one of four songs that I recorded in Nigeria.
What's the title of that?
It's called Bekunpe. Ire lono tito ati oba shadaye alakoso orun o but you go ri oro re ni o se but you go le to ayo re ni o se baba boju ti le ko wa to iron ball uro bekun ti le pe dale ko iron ball uro e okan mi o se pele okan mi o ba le o okan mi o se pele Call me your body. Oh, 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 oh,
Yeah, all right. Hello, everybody. That was Tosin Aribisala.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather. There's more live music and conversation with Tosin, including a breakdown of Afrobeat and Afrobeats. But first, some more great music from other parts of Africa, like this 2007 tune by the Bantus de la Capitale of Brazzaville.
Orquesta Bantú. Óigame, compa y malanga, con sabor a alegría, ponce ahora el violín perfumado con el agua del río Congo. Kinshasa, Libreville, Luanda, Yaoundé, Dakar, Bamako, Cotonou, Abidjan, París, Nueva York, La Habana, Puerto Rico y Colombia. Vacila la orquesta Bantú de la capital del Congo, Brazzaville. Para, chicos. Qué rico suena esto, compadre.
Ogeta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather. Nice. Hello, music lovers. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and now we return to Tosin Aribisala, the featured artist for the week. Now, I want you to break something down for me and the listeners. Nigerian, you know, you guys have the one pop beat that is world known.
Yeah.
The 3-2 clave.
Yeah. You know, there's Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Originated by Tony Allen in conjunction with Fela Kuti. And then the newest thing now is the Afrobeats with S in plural form. So that's completely different.
Is that bum, 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 bum. Pam, 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 pam.
Yeah, and it has always been around.
Even
before Afrobeat came around.
That beat is so old. That's from like Benin, Nigeria.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It came here.
Within West Africa.
It came here to the Caribbean.
To the Caribbean.
Came up here.
Cuba, Brazil, Latin American music.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, so.
And now it's back.
And now it's back.
It must be the supreme beat.
It is. So it's like the... What should
can
I
you
call
play
the everlasting groove?
Can you play the everlasting groove real quick first?
Yeah, so it's Yeah, and it was popular in the 60s and 70s when I Love Music was really the music of the time between Ghana and Nigeria. So you hear it with some folks played with a bottle.
Yes.
A spoon and a bottle in the background. Or on the cowbell. Or on the clave. So, but now it's the main thing that's being played on the snare drum. So it goes like this. In 4/4, and it's also played in 6/8. Mm-hmm. So you hear something like this. Ta, 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 ta. And again, it's also the thing between this friendly musical relationship between Ghana and Nigeria.
Yeah.
Especially with this rhythm.
Yeah.
We started it off with I Live, and now it's into the Afrobeats. And the subgenre of this is the Skelewu, Kurukere, Azonto, all those things. So it's also heavy in Ghana, between Ghana and Nigeria. Just as we have the competition or rivalry between Ghana and Nigeria over the jollof rice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh no. All right, well, can you play Afrobeat beat?
Okay, so the Afrobeat theme. So let's try the bass line for I'll Be There For You.
So now, and then you can add layers onto that, right? That's just like, because I'm wanting to do this with clap, or you can do tiki,
yeah, yeah.
Just, you can add little elements inside, right?
So that makes it very polyrhythmic, which is the nature of African rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this kind of rhythm on one of Fela's songs.
Mm.
The typical Afrobeat drumming was going on in the background with the bass drum and the hi-hat, but then there's that 2/3 clave thing going on the snare drum. The song is called Uno No Go No, played by Tony Allen. So it goes like, see? And then,
that's just too good. That's too good. So quickly, Afro beats then with the S.
That was the first rhythm that
I played. That's the first one. That's a bump, bump, bump.
Pa, pa.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Cool. Everybody, you got the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Afrobeat, Afrobeats, Ghana,
Nigeria, jollof rice, Skelewu, Azonto.
All right, that was Tosin Aribisala from an interview here at the VOA earlier this week. I'm Heather Maxwell.
Ghana beats. Je m'appelle Naomi Achu, la reine de Bamenda. Benam, 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 Benam. Versace, Versace, Namibi, the life of the party. They be using my face for promotion, and then if I no show, na commotion. Ow! Perambulate, move to the side, make a demonstrate. Ow! I no say you be chopper, you go farote proper. Wasile mbondo, wasile lolo, I no arrive, walacha lie. Nigeria. We go Ben Sikin, no.
Ale, ale.
Ayelelele ma.
Naka, naka.
Ayelelele ma.
Roka, roka.
Ayelelele ma.
Naka, naka.
Ayelelele ma.
Kila, kila.
Ayelelele ma.
Fuka, fuka.
Ayelelele ma.
Fuka, fuka.
Ayelelele ma.
Fuka, fuka.
Ayelelele ma.
Fuka, fuka.
Benam,
Benam.
Awala,
Benam.
Whether you come on Mumba,
Benam.
Abi you be na Yoruba,
Benam.
Ben Sikin mama,
Ben Sikin, Ben Sikin.
Whether you come on Duwala.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. This is Heather, and we just heard Naomi Achu from Sierra Leone. And now, here's another powerful female artist, Oumou Sangaré. This Malian superstar has been quiet for some years, but now she's just come out with this new, highly anticipated album called Mogoya. This is track 7. From Mali. Now it's time to return one last time to Tosin, my special guest this week, before closing out the show today.
All right, we don't have much more time, but mm-hmm. I want to have you perform one more song at least.
Oh yeah, for sure. And this song, it's in 6/8, you know, the universal African time signature. You hear it in the villages, you know, in the tribal settings, everywhere. So, and now we're bringing it into the modern world with the modern, or let me say, hybrid instruments. This is drum sets, mm-hmm. foreign to African instruments. It's so not
you're
like
adapting the 6/8 to the drum set.
To the drum set.
Yeah. But this is also your own original.
Yeah, it's my original composition. It's called Africa Rising.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you taught me this a little bit. Before the
And
before 1:30. All right.
Yeah. So let's rock this out. Let's rock it out and see. So,
right. Beautiful. Africa, rise in.
Yeah.
Tosin Aribisala, thank you so much. It's time to go, man. We gotta cut it down. But Sonny Umoro, thank you so much on the bass. Brian Falkowski, thank you on saxophone.
Ooh.
And I'm Heather Maxwell. And thanks for stopping in, Facebook viewers, music lovers. Take it easy.
Yep.
Let's start up again on that one. Africa
rising. Ta-da-ta-da-ta-da.
Africa rising. Africa rising. Africa rising. Africa rising. Africa rising.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's time to say goodbye. Special thanks to Tosin Aribisala and his mates, Sonny Umoro and Brian Falkowski. Also, thank you, dear listeners, for joining me today. And I want to remind you that from now on, the first 5 minutes of every Music Time in Africa show begins with current news. So you'll always hear 5 minutes of current news at the top of the hour. And then I'll join you with my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find me online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Stay blessed, Africa. Till next time.